I wanted to tell you that you're an inspiration to all of us. And throughout your book, I really felt a desire to continue through all the challenges and as a result, help us all learn life lessons. And, you know, I need to, you know, it's interesting. Here we have to go through this problems to achieve what our goal was, our goal to meet and talk together, and yet all of the technological advances that we have are, for some reason, not working.
Okay. So this problem to solve would be, okay, let us try next time, couple more times, and we should be able to fix it.
Right, so try again is our motto.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. The name of your book is called Beyond the Limits, A Challenge to Prove Oneself. And I would consider that this book of a life of a young Indian woman who sees herself from overseas to coming to America is really a story that all women can learn from, because of your determination and the way that you view the world, your family, your obstacles to achieve, and that there are so many women out there in America who are homemakers or stay-at-home moms, or maybe they were skilled and they lost the job. There are so many reasons for them to get motivated and find inspiration in your book.
Right.
So, but you did write it specifically for who was your audience?
Yeah. First, I would say thank you so much, Debbie, for giving a good brief introduction about the book and how it is inspiring to others and every woman. So basically, my audience would be people just like me, and like who basically need an inspiration to proceed in their life. They may say, suppose any obstacles come, then they have to overcome it. So for that, they need some inspiration. They need to have the self-confidence and the hope. So many things are there that can help them move forward to follow their dreams. So I started sharing my experiences with my family, people who are very near to me and dear ones, so who all matter to me. So the reason for sharing is I see that I make myself so happy, no matter whatever the situation. So if I'm not able to handle it, then I might get upset, but at the same time, I will make it to happen as happy. So I just want everyone to, how they can be happy all the time. So mm-hmm. That is what is I try to share my experience through this book, to overcome all the obstacles with hope, with the patience, with persistence.
This is a character and quality that is very, very much needed, especially in young people who are searching for, when people search for happiness, they can become dissatisfied, because it's not an easy thing. It's very amorphous, intangible quality, what it is to be happy. And we know so many people are now taking antidepressants because they're not happy for one reason or another. But you seem to have been able to find a way to personally find that happiness no matter what the situation.
Exactly. And this one, what I did in the book was, first I accepted my weakness. So So if you see on page 54, shall I read that quote?
Okay, on page 54, I have the book, so I will turn open to it to hear and see at the same time. So you have a quote?
Yeah, it is in Para 1. I achieved success by accepting my weakness first, being persistent, and moreover, facing obstacles with hope and patience. So every time, whenever something comes up, so never give up. First, okay, this is what is my weakness. Here is my limitations. Here is my things where I need to improve. And this is what my capacity. Now what I need to do to achieve what I really want. So which is really, basically you're talking about a character which has a limited capacity. But that character, that person wants to achieve something beyond their capacity, beyond their limit. But they can achieve it with the hard work and with set of things. They need to follow in their life and they need to practice. So many things like being positive attitude and so patience is the greatest, one of the things which acts a major role. So once all these are considered, then whatever they seem to be impossible, that they can make it possible. And this is so persistent, right? Like you can see the character doing this in any kind of circumstance, no matter. See, in the book, she mentioned that software, but she hates it so much.
Repeat that again. Say that part again. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, it's me, the character in the book, about the book, the Kavita, how she mentioned about her life. So I just mentioned that as a character.
Oh, okay. You separated yourself from it as looking from
exactly.
The outside. Okay.
Yes. So I just see, and that is what even I mentioned in my book. Like when I write my experiences, I just do not think that they are my experiences, my life, because it is in general the life which you see in the world. So many people are like me, and they all wanted to write a book, in fact, if given an opportunity. So it is just like that. So just specially capturing all the experiences, and it's like a mirror where we can see ourselves in the book.
Well, what do you say to someone? I'm giving you a hypothetical situation. A person who keeps telling themselves they are a failure and they failed at this or that thing in their life, no matter what the circumstance, they don't have the capacity for this positive attitude, self-confidence and positive attitude about themselves because they have failed so many times.
Okay, the way I look at the situation is if fail so many times and they do not have the positive attitude. So then the next question is, okay, what is that they wanted to really achieve? And even if they fail 10 times, 12 times, if they really wanted to achieve something which really they have to, then they need to have the strong determination, no matter they fail 10 times or 20 times. Still, they have to follow their dream. And if they do not have the positive attitude, then that is the minus point where they cannot proceed further.
Right.
So the way I look at my life, like when I cannot move further, then I look in a totally different angle, which is totally out of the context. And I go in the different angle and achieve what I really want. So it is just like when there is a roadblock where you cannot proceed further, there is no hope, then you need to find a hope in a different direction. Because there are a lot of possibilities where you can come to the same point where you really wanted to. So for that, there is no direct road or direct way where you can achieve it. So it has to be different ways. If you cannot get it in a direct way, you need to try in a different possible ways.
You know, I'm asking you the really hard questions, Kavita. I'm asking, I have spoken to people who do not have the qualities that you are demonstrating in the book. Not, they don't have the positive attitude. They don't have the ambition which you have, which really enables you to move forward. There were actually three characters I wanted to ask about. Ambition, appreciation, and self-confidence. These are really strong and important qualities for a person to fulfill their dreams. Which one of these is the most important to be able to fulfill your mission? You want me to repeat them again? Ambition, appreciation, and self-confidence.
Okay. In my case, I would say it is ambition. And also I would say it is, I really wanted it. So I see my goal ahead. And for that, to get what I really wanted, I need the self-confidence also to add to get my ambition. So self-confidence, is also plays a great role to, follow my ambition. And the next thing is appreciation. Appreciation really is that I would consider as the last thing, and that really shows that, okay, this is what you have done. This is all the good work you have done. And you get inspiration, you get appreciation, and then that makes you move ahead. And that really inspires you that, okay, you're doing a good work. Please proceed further.
So to me, appreciation is more like feedback.
Exactly. It's a feedback where it shows that where you are, whether the work you are doing is really good work and it is going to help others, or you need to make some changes in the lifestyle or so many things. So in the book also I have mentioned all the things, right? What happens, apart from weakness and appreciation. So you see all the mixture of all these things in the book. Like, basically, one thing is never lose your identity. So that part has a great role in the book. So even though you do so many things, but what you really like, it, you never lose it. And your passion, you should not lose it no matter whatever you do. Mm-hmm. That's one. And another thing is love what you do. So there are two different things, love whatever you do.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm listening to you, and the reason that people can look up to you and admire you are because you have all of these incredible qualities that helped you to get to your goal, to your dream, no matter what. But I know today that many, many young people are missing these important stepping stones. They are missing their personal identity. They don't have one. And so I don't know how we can help them to actually find them. And they get into a place of hopelessness because they don't even see an inch in front of them that they could get through. They don't have that clarity of, oh, this is my goal and I'm going to focus it and I'm going to reach it. They don't even know what their goal is. They don't know what their self-identity is. They don't have a self-confidence. All of these important characteristics. I don't know what to say to them sometimes.
That is true, Debbie, and that is the reason I wrote this book, to tell you the truth. Because you need to have something in a life. I know. So in case if you do not have any of these things, so if you see each and every page, there is some message coming out of that book. And all these are the real experiences when they read that book, they will come to know that, okay, this is what I am lacking. So I need to have some positive attitudes. I need to have some hope. I need to have this self-confidence of what I should do. And so it's a practice. They have to practice, and they have to be with the people who are more, who have already achieved. And there is one thing which I really like, it's like emotional bank.
Yes, I love that. I would like you to tell us about that. That's my favorite part.
Oh, really? It's on page.